An Analytical Study of Words, Chapter 3. The scholars speak on an even if and always meant eternity, which is not the case in classic or Hellenistic Greek. Aeonios could still mean only belonging to eternity and not lasting through it. That the adjective is applied to some things which are endless does not, of course, for one moment prove that the word itself meant endless. And to introduce this rendering into many passages would be utterly impossible and absurd. Dr. R. F. Weymouth, a translator who was adept in Greek, states in the New Testament in Modern Speech, p. 657, eternal, Greek aeonion, that is, of the ages, etymologically this adjective, like others similarly formed, does not signify, during, but belonging to the aeons or ages. Dr. Marvin Vincent, in his Word Studies of the New Testament, Volume IV, p. 59, the adjective aeonios in like manner carries the idea of time. Neither the noun nor the adjective in themselves carries the sense of endless or everlasting. Aeonios means enduring through or pertaining to a period of time. Out of the 150 instances in the LXX Septuagint, 4/5 imply limited duration. Dr. F. W. Farrar, author of The Life of Christ and the Life and Work of St. Paul, as well as books about Greek grammar and syntax, writes in The Eternal Hope, p. 198, that the adjective is applied to some things which are endless, does not, of course, for one moment prove that the word itself meant endless. And to introduce this rendering into many passages would be utterly impossible and absurd. In his book, Mercy and Judgment, Dr. Farrar states, p. 378, since the mentage, aeonios means, properly, belonging to an age, or age long, and anyone who asserts that it must mean endless defends a position which even Augustine practically abandoned 12 centuries ago. Even if and always meant eternity, which is not the case in classic or Hellenistic Greek, aeonios could still mean only belonging to eternity and not lasting through it. Langer's Commentary, American Edition, Volume V, p. 48, on Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 4, in commenting upon the statement, "The earth abideth forever," says the preacher, in contending with the universalist or restorationist, would commit an error, and, it may be, suffer a failure in his argument, should he lay the whole stress of it on the etymological or historical significance of the words, an, aeonios, and attempt to prove that, of themselves, they necessarily carry the meaning of endless duration. On page 45 of the same work, Dr. Taylor Lewis says, "The Greek aeons and aeons ton aeonon, the Latin secular, and secular seculorum, the Old Saxon, or Old English of Wycliffe, to worldize or worldize, Heb. 1321, or our more modern phrase, forever and ever, wherever the German ewig, was originally a noun denoting age or a vast period, just like the Greek, Latin, and Hebrew words corresponding to it." The Rev. Bennett, in his Olam Hansher Muth, p. 44, says, "The primary nature of Olam is Haydn, and both as to past and future denotes a duration that is unknown. Olam is the Hebrew word for the Greek n. The Parkhurst lexicon, Olam Ian, seems to be used much more for an indefinite than for an infinite time." Dr. McKnight, "I must be so candid as to acknowledge that the use of these terms forever, eternal, everlasting, shows that they who understand these words in a limited sense when applied to punishment put no forced interpretation upon them." Dr. Nigel Turner, in Christian Words, says, p. 457, "All the way through it is never feasible to understand aeonios as everlasting." The Pulpit Commentary, Volume 15, p. 485, says, "It is possible that aeonion may denote merely indefinite duration without the connotation of never-ending." The Interpreter's Dictionary of the Bible, Volume 4, p. 643, says, "The OT and the NT are not acquainted with conception of eternity as timelessness." Page 644, "The OT has not developed a special term for eternity." Page 645, The use of the word N in the NT is determined very much by the OT and the LXX. N means long, distant, uninterrupted time. The intensifying plural occurs frequently in the NT. But it adds no new meaning. Dr. Laminoy, a man adept with languages, states, in Hebrew and Greek the words rendered everlasting have not this sense. They signify a long duration of time, a period, whence the phrase, during these eternities and beyond. An analytical study of words, table of contents. This page was published here with the permission of Tentmaker.